Hello. Thank you for tuning into the For What For Who podcast. My name is Courtney Croucher, and I'm really excited to have you here. I've always been obsessed with self-development and pop culture and everything that influences how we live our lives, which is why we're here today, because I believe that with everything you do, every decision you make, for what, for who, my intention is for this to be a resource for people who want to have better relationships, health, professional growth, balance in your lives, and self-love. Subscribe to hear my journey along with special guests every Monday for a blunt approach to living life unapologetically on your terms. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday. Honestly, it's super late when I'm recording this because I like to procrastinate, which is why I'm doing this podcast talking about time management because I can't live like this anymore. Honestly, I've had a rough couple of weeks, ups and downs, roller coaster. The ups were the fact that I went to LA last week and I had the best weekend. I did all the things. I stayed in Beverly Hills. I went to Sir Restaurant, Tom Tom. If you are a Vanderpump Rules fan, you know what I'm talking about. And it just fulfilled my Vanderpump dream. But I've been in a little bit of a slump. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm just a little bit chaotic in not knowing like where I am each day and like what I'm doing, what my goals are. I've just haven't been super focused. I have some stuff going on in my personal life that has just kind of like, I think, thrown me off, and I'm starting to sort through it. And I just, when you recognize yourself being a way that you don't want to be, then it's just your responsibility to change it, right? And I'm someone who really does do an audit of their life and really make sure that it's in alignment with who I'm wanting to be. And that's like super important to me. And that's why I have this podcast. So what I want to talk about today is time management, because, oh my goodness, is right now, at least, I don't know if this is for everyone else, but I feel like there's not enough hours in the day. And that has just perpetuating a scarcity mindset that is not fun to have. I high key miss quarantine. Like, I know that's fucked up to say, but like, oh my God, man, I did not use that time wisely. I mean, I enjoyed it at a certain point, but I spent so many months so anxious and like upset and bored because I didn't know what to do with myself. And now I'm like, man, if you gave me a couple weeks off just to, for the world to press pause, honestly, I would not say no. But I'm glad to see that the world is back up and running, the energy's out, but I feel like society feels like a little bit of a fucking mayhem. You know, we've got a war, we've got Will Smith smacking Chris Rock, which I could get into, but maybe we won't. What else is happening? The Grammys just aired tonight, which I haven't seen it because I don't have live television, but I'll watch it eventually. Get the highlights from Twitter, you know. And obviously, global pandemic, there's like 85 waves. Like, it's just wild, right? And I think a lot of us are having trouble too adjusting to doing things again. Like, I look at myself pre-COVID and I'm like, I used to stack my calendar and that's how I got shit done. Now, I still could have used some healthier balance in like work and life and school and all of those things, but I got shit done and I didn't have to be so like that in the last couple of years. You know, I was unemployed for a while and stuff like that. So I haven't felt this sense of urgency. And now life's really coming at me because there's like events to go to and dinners and concerts and this and that. And I think because we've been locked up for so long, it feels like it's time to do everything. It's like a fucking playground. It's a free for all. But I'm tired. And I feel like everyone else is so fucking tired too. And I feel like now the weird part is that it's been this time warp of how are we in April of 2022? Like what? Like half of us, I swear, are still stuck in March 2020. So where did we get, like how did we get here, right? Where did we go from March 2020 to April 2022 so fast? And it felt like grueling days and weeks sometimes, but it went by actually so quickly. At least that's my experience. And it's been a lot to handle, obviously. I think a lot of people are emotionally burnt out, and I think adjusting to things being open has required more energy than we remember giving out. Like, I guess this depends on where you lived and if they had a lot of lockdowns and stuff, but I know, like, for me, I'm just not used to balancing this many areas of my life because so many of those areas of our lives were put on hold. whether by choice or not, it was like press pause, right? You couldn't travel and do stuff. And now that you kind of can, I mean, we're not fully out there, but we're almost there. It's like, oh, so I get to choose how I live my life now a little bit more. And I get to decide what I do with my time, but now time feels more limited than what it did before. Now, like I said, 2 years ago, I was bored to shit most days. I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, I literally, my day-to-day during quarantine was like, I'd wake up at like 10 or 11 and I would go work out for like 2 hours. I was in the best shape of my life. I would shower, make breakfast, which was like more like a lunch slash brunch because it was quite late in the day. And I would intermittent fast and I would have this amazing avocado toast and eggs with feta, do the coffee thing, all of the things. And then I watch literally Bravo for like 12 hours. Like I watched not only the entire Beverly Hills Real Housewives, but I saw all of New York as well and all of Vanderpump Rules. Like I went through so many seasons of Bravo. It's not even funny. And that's what I did. And I thought those days were boring. If I could go back to those days, yeah, I probably would, and I'd appreciate them more. Wouldn't do it again, but if I could go back and tell myself to just fucking enjoy it, I would. Now, I feel chaotic. I feel like April hit, and I'm not where I want to be in certain goals. I feel like my goals are changing, and I just feel like I'm not living to my maximum, you know? So I had a bit of a come to Jesus moment with myself this morning of like, okay, you need to audit your day-to-days because when we feel this strapped for time, but we know we're spending too much time on social media and browsing and watching TV and stuff like that, we've got to reevaluate, right? So that's what I kind of did. I thought about like my daily routine and what I do and my schedule. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, there's pockets of time that could totally be used more wisely. And typically, if I start my day off right, it also compounds into the rest of the day where you just want to be productive and get shit done, but also scheduling in time for rest, which sometimes that's what I do where I go hard, 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 and then I don't schedule time for rest. And then I have to force myself a day of rest. And that's when things get messy. And that's when you like catch a cold or whatever. And it's like, you feel like shit and you're burnt out. So I want to master my calendar better, and I've done it before. I used to be very insane with time management, and now I'm kind of getting back to it. Also, like I haven't been like a full-time work from home person like this. Like I've worked from home and worked remotely prior to COVID, but I was in school, so there was a blend, and that just forced me to, you know, like put things in my calendars and stuff like that. We're being completely not only working remotely, but I have no one living with me. Like how you spend your time, like you could literally watch TV for 6 hours and no one would say anything because there's no one to comment unless you're like texting people, right? Like no one even fucking knows. So you really have to hold yourself accountable. And like, I haven't been totally fucking off or anything, but I do find that when I'm like emotionally burnt out, then I spend the evenings just like spending a couple hours watching like Keep You Up with the Kardashians, even like procrastinating going to bed when I should and things like that. And it's just not a good cycle. And my mornings, I find that I've been like sitting and drinking my green juice and drinking my coffee, my water, whatever, but then like looking at social media first thing and my email and getting lost in everyone else's bullshit rather than sticking to my own and really using that time to focus on me. So when I like was in university, I had 3 jobs. I was running this podcast right before the pandemic. I was actually training for a half marathon on top of that. So I was working out a lot. I literally look back and I'm like, I don't know how I did that. Like, who were you? I remember being so exhausted that I would just like cry to my mom and be so miserable. So definitely don't want to live like that because that was just a disaster waiting to happen. I was bending, breaking, and it was just was not good. So we want to avoid that. But I think that actually why managing your time is so effective because you can see where you're spending your most time and is there a balance and what does that balance look like for you? I don't believe in total 50-50. I think everything ebbs and flows and maybe 1 week I don't get a ton of, you know, off time, but then the next week I schedule a little extra in it and then whatever that looks like. So how do I personally go about this? So personally, I think step one would be auditing where you're spending your time right now, just thinking of your day-to-day routines, your habits, and what's not working, because obviously you want to change. And step two would be, why do you want that change? Like, if you make this change, what will that do for you? How will that benefit you? Because you need a strong enough why to actually make a change. And if you don't have that, then it's not going to be very sustainable. And you're probably going to be pretty miserable trying to implement whatever habits and routines that you're wanting if that strong enough why just isn't there. And then I would say step three is actually going to work and, you know, figuring out what you need to do. So how I personally do this is I brain dump all of my shit that I just have on the top of my mind. So whatever, like whether it's adulting stuff, creative projects I want to work on, errands to run, people to call, all the things, right? You just mass to-do list, brain dump. I do this in the Notes app on my phone or my MacBook, whatever. They're all connected via the iCloud, thank God, because I don't know what I would do without that thing. And then you brain dump. You just keep going until you've exhausted like anything that you could think of doing. Now, this can be as detailed as you'd like. Like for me, I have to make it pretty detailed, especially if it's like a bigger chunk. So I can kind of break it down into little tasks too. So then those little tasks at least get done and it feels, you know, just less overwhelming. So I do that. And then I think that was step three. So step four would be then categorizing that brain dump. So, okay, this is for work. This is for my social life. This is for family. This is for self-development. This is for the creative projects I want to work on, whatever, right? You do that. And I would definitely make sure that all of these categories are in alignment with who you're wanting to be. If you're seeing your tasks, but you realize like, oh my God, like there's none of XYZ on there that was supposed to be in alignment with my goals for the year, then, and I mean, some people aren't super like setting goals every year or anything like that, but like, what are you working on right now and what are you trying to work towards? And, you know, getting clear again on that earlier step of getting clear on what's not working has to happen, because you have to look at that category and be like auditing it and seeing maybe there's too many tasks there that you can delegate or that you do need to put some more focus on to get ahead. Maybe you're falling behind in an area of your life. So when you see those categories, then you can be like, okay, I'm, you know, really have been dedicating a lot of time here, but maybe I want to reduce those hours and spend it elsewhere. And that requires you getting pretty clear with yourself. So don't expect this to be a super easy process. It's tough to swallow the pill that maybe you've been wasting time in a way that isn't contributing to who you're wanting to become. I know I can kind of be like, fuck, why didn't I do that? But like, we're human, you know, we're living and learning, and no losses, only lessons is what I say. It doesn't matter, you know, where you've been, it matters where you're going. And so being able to get real with yourself and say, okay, this is definitely not serving me. And sometimes that includes like cutting out some social stuff. Like if you feel like you've been dedicating a lot of time to like going out and doing stuff, like it is hard to kind of then scale back a little bit and tell people no. Like a lot of boundaries come up and a lot of like people pleasing tendencies can come up depending on your type of person. But I feel like a lot of people struggle with this, and it is a very difficult one. So it's definitely not an overnight process, but I think it's important to kind of do this practice and you get better with it over time as well. I personally feel like I'm starting from scratch because of the pandemic, but I'm coming back in hot. And then I'd say if that was step four, I think step five would be actually putting those tasks in your calendar. Actually, before that, let's say step five is actually color coding your calendar. So I do this in Calendar on my like Apple devices. It's all connected via the iCloud. And I actually create calendars. So you can do it if you like go on your MacBook and you, I don't know, it's like this side thing and you have to make sure it's hooked up to the iCloud, and it has like different calendars and you can sort them depending on the color. So I do like health, self-care, business, social, learning, personal, recording for the podcast, errands, work, things like that. So those are the kind of categories I have with color codes. So they're all different colors. And then
I actually put it in my calendar and breaking up the tasks that I need to accomplish and anything that's working towards a bigger project. And then you can kind of look at your weeks in advance or whatever and see where you're spending your time. So like maybe this week I don't get to focus a ton on the podcast, but maybe next week I make an extra point to do XYZ, things like that. And you can really then have more control over your calendar and where you're spending your time, because like, whether you want to accept it or not, time is money. Time is so valuable. You have to optimize it as best you can to feel like you're getting shit done. And it's okay to not always be productive. Let me just like quickly clarify that. You can put in time, like fucking ZTFO, zen the fuck out time. That's fine. But having that time blocked in your calendar, I feel is so much more rewarding, because sometimes I find myself like, you know, running around like with the chicken with his head cut off. Is that the saying? That's how I feel. I sound ridiculous because I can't think, but we're going to leave that in there because it's kind of funny. So yeah, I feel scrambled. And then like, it sucks when you hit Friday and it's like Friday afternoon, you didn't get everything done that you need to do. And now you have dinner plans and this and that, and you're wanting to go have fun because you've been working so hard. But then you're like, fuck, I could be using this time for something else. And then maybe you don't even enjoy the social plans to its full capacity because you are stressing about all the things you didn't do. And now you have to do it tomorrow or whatever, right? And it's just a lack of planning, which sucks. It really is annoying at your like current self. You're like, why didn't my past self not think of this ahead of time? And it can be very annoying and self-deprecating. And I feel like when we get in those cycles, we can be very like self-sabotagey, you know, like procrastination is putting off the things that are literally then postponing the results that we're wanting. So putting off doing the tasks just postpones the results that we want from those tasks, which then postpones the success we're wanting to have. And sometimes we get caught in this procrastination cycle where it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy of like, you know, you have this goal and you self-sabotage because you don't think you're worth it or that you'll ever get there. And then you're like, well, of course I didn't think I was going to get there. Like, look, it's impossible because you didn't plan. You know, I don't know if that was a tangent, but I feel like it's relevant. I've been down that cycle many, many times. And, you know, a lot of people don't look at procrastination as a form of self-sabotage, but it is like 1000% wrapped in a bow. And when we think of all of the things that we have to do and we do that brain dump, it's funny how many things I like check off my to-do list. And I'm like, why did that take me so long? Like, literally took me 10 minutes to finish. And that was months of angst, right? Like why? Especially like adulting things like fucking taxes. Taxes season might kill me. Like it's bending me over and it's not saying please. Okay. Like it's just so, so rude. The fact that they don't teach us in school is fucking annoying, but we're living, we're learning, and it's fine. I'm 23. Everyone makes mistakes and not everyone knows how to prepare for taxes. Even though I got an accountant, I was a little too late and it's just kind of annoying, but we're doing the cleanup now so that we don't have to deal with it later. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But when it comes to the timing, now I'm spending a ton of time on shit that I could have done preemptively, which I mean, like I said, I didn't know, but there's other things. Like if you think of even like cleaning your place, you know, doing laundry, how many times have we gone to that place where we go to get dressed and we're looking for this certain thing or whatever, and you're like, fuck, it's in the laundry. And you look at how large your laundry pile is and you're like, oh wow, literally everything I want to wear is in the laundry pile. Has this ever happened to you? Because I have a shit ton of clothes, but this still tends to happen. Like it's really annoying and I'm blessed to have the amount of clothes that I have. It's ridiculous and it's a problem. It's what got me into a lot of financial trouble when I was younger, but I just couldn't stop buying clothes. And I truly, I could probably go without doing laundry for like 3 weeks and have lots of things to wear. I think the only thing I'd run out of it wear like out of completely is underwear and socks, but everything else I could totally survive, which is fucked. But anyways, I've been there where you like didn't do laundry and you're like, why did I not do this? And so I like to be proactive rather than reactive and like literally put the adulting things in my calendar. So I went and spent a little bit of time doing this today because I was like, okay, what are the goals this month? Where do I want to be at the end of the month? How do I want to feel when I reflect on the month? And it's like, okay, there's a couple priorities. We got to really make sure that those colors are popping up in that calendar more frequently than others, right? And it's so cool because I get a quick glance at where am I spending my time? And it makes me feel so in control and it makes me feel a sense of ease. And throughout the day, even though you can't control what happens with life, you know, also, actually, I should mention this, in the event that something gets bumped, you run out of time, let's say you go run an errand and by like, and I do this to the hour just for reference. I'm very detailed. Like, literally, my day starts at 6 a.m. and I have it completely down to the science of even when I decide to take off my makeup and do my skincare routine and wind down for bed. So that's how regimented I'm moving forward because that's what used to work for me and I felt very in control with that. Shit's gonna happen. It's not if, it's when. It's gonna happen. So what I love to do then is just move it over somewhere else in that week, right? Like I don't book myself so in advance that I can't do that. So there's still flexibility there. But at least that gives you the kind of sense of not falling behind on anything. Like even though you might fall behind in one day, it's not then going missed for a month. Let's say you meant to do whatever or prepare for something in advance and you didn't, right? So when you're just on top of it, it feels good. And some weeks can get away from you and that's okay. That's part of human life. But I think that this formula has always helped me feel in control of my calendar. And that's a huge part in like living in alignment and being successful in whatever success is to you. I think having that control and ownership of your time is massive. And seeing how you spend your days is literally how you're going to see your life in 5 years from now, right? Like what's her name? Mimi Bouchard, she's the creator of the Mimi Method meditation app. Sorry, not Mimi Method, Superhuman. And Mimi is her podcast. She used to have the Mimi Method, but then she has an app called Superhuman now. My bad. Anyways, she always talks about how your mornings make your days make your weeks make your months, and your months make your years make your life. And that always like sticks with me because when you think of just the domino effect of having a good morning, you just fucking kill shit. You're like motivated. You're like, I'm getting so much shit done. And I find that when I get stuff done in the morning too, there's less of a chance for my day to be taken away from me because like I love getting up early, which I haven't been doing as early in the last little bit, but I'm getting back on that routine as of tomorrow. And oh my God, I feel so in control because no one's really bothering me at like 6, 7 a.m. to do shit, right? Like you just put your phone away, you just get shit done before everyone's starting to make their requests of you all day. And it's amazing. And you feel so at peace, you know, you're getting shit done. So I know if I'm more productive, so I feel like I do double the tasks when I have this set up in my life. And when I know what I'm doing, then you don't overcomplicate it. Where if you're just running around with no list, no plan, just vibes, like you're probably not going to get as much done as you want. And if you're okay with that, great. This is for the people who want to manage their calendar and aren't feeling in control of it currently. So if you feel like you're good at this, then fucking all the power to you. I just feel like I'm a chaotic mess right now and I can't feel like that anymore. So we're doing something to change it. You know, sometimes I let my imposter syndrome get the best of me and not share these types of things on the podcast because I'm like, it's for what, for who? Like, it almost makes me feel like if I'm not living intentionally, then I'm a hypocrite and I shouldn't be running this podcast. But then I'm like, no, this is literally the podcast. Like, this is why I created it because I want that human, blunt advice for people who are also trying to live more intentionally, but aren't just naturally doing it. Like, I think that's why not everyone is, because if they were, we'd all be probably a lot happier of a society, right? It's the same thing if like everyone was really good at personal finance, everyone would be rich. Like it's something that you have to work on, a skill that you have to practice. And there's a lot of moving parts, of course, but it has to be something you're in pursuit of. And that's where I'm at. So I'm just openly sharing it and be like, oh, I fucked up here, but here's what I do to improve. These are my tips. This is what I've experienced. And I hope you take something away from it. And if you don't, I hope I'm entertaining you in at the very least. So guys, I think that's the episode. I think I've exhausted how to control your calendar and take back your fucking time and be like, okay, bitch, what are we doing? What are we doing this weekend? Oh, I already know. Or do we have an empty space for some fun? Are we feeling up to that? Or do we have a busy week and we want to schedule a DND time? Do not disturb. You know, it's a really great feeling. And I am actually doing that for this weekend. I already know what's happening on the weekend because I know what my capacity is going to take like, and I'm just like, okay, we got to figure this out. And I'm traveling home back to Ontario for a little visit. So knowing that I have that coming up, it's like, okay, I got to pack, got to do this, got to do laundry. You just feel like you're on your shit. So I'll tell you next week how long this lasts, but honestly, I'm feeling good. And I feel like this gives me a slight sense of purpose in the day to day because it can feel very mundane. At least for me, I don't love a big routine. Like, I need to switch it up every so often because obviously goals change and things like that. Or when you hit goals, then you got to keep pivoting and just taking it to that next level. And this is my switch up time because, okay, next level, let's go. Sign me up, hit subscribe. So anyways, I'm going to stop talking. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please share it on your story, send it to a friend, tag them, whatever. Tag me on Instagram at the Not So Average Betch at For What For Who podcast. And if you want to follow or subscribe, depending on what platform you're listening on, that would be amazing. And even leave a review. If you're feeling super generous, leave a review with 5 stars on iTunes so that we can keep climbing the charts and keep seeing people listen to this podcast and my crazy, chaotic advice. And I think that's all. So as always, guys, love yourself, love others, and wash your fucking hands. I'll see you next Monday. Bye, guys.